We've been friends most of our lives, haven't we? Even though you're a guy. I don't have very many female friends. And I've never had a boyfriend. I've always just been the weird, creepy little girl that no one else wanted to be around. And now that I'm older, the only thing that's changed is the creepy goth girl that only you want to hang with. Since you're my best friend, I feel like I have to make a confession to you. You see, years ago, I started to realize that I wasn't like the other girls. While they were playing with dolls, I was roughhousing with the boys and learning how to fight properly. And when they started playing dumb to attract the boys, I was studying hard and getting good grades. And when they were all trying to be proper young ladies, I was learning to be a leader and how to give orders. Finally, I decided to research it a little more. I read books and I spent hours searching the internet. I even read the Bible, which will probably shock you. The more I read, the more I began to understand, to accept what was going on. But now I have this need to tell someone else about it and get their support. You already know. How could you know? How? You haven't seen the signs and done all the research about... What? No, I'm not a lesbian! Did Lisa say something? Because that time doesn't count. She started it. Look, just forget about this entire lesbian thing. I do like guys. Okay. Even if I have been avoiding intimacy. But it's not because I'm a lesbian. God. The real reason is because I'm the Antichrist. Don't look at me like I'm an idiot. I'm not crazy. I mean, I thought maybe I was at first, but the more I keep looking into it, the more it makes sense. I found a list of the signs, and they all apply to me. Like, some are more obvious than others, but here we go. For example, the book of Daniel says that the Antichrist will subdue three kings. Well, it beat up all three of the King brothers. Or what about this from Revelations? He will appear to survive a fatal injury. You were there when I fell off the roof. Like, I was dead for 2 whole minutes. You still don't believe me, though? Well, there's one more thing I need to show you. Then you'll believe me. You'll have to. What does it look like I'm doing? Yes. Very good. You've successfully identified a girl removing her panties. Now, I need you to identify something else. Yes, that is my pussy. Thanks for your help with that. I'm talking about the birthmark right above it. I even shaved it so you could see it better. Of course you can't see it. You're 4 feet away. And still backing away from me. Stop being a coward and get your face between my legs. Well, you know what I mean. There, that's close enough. Can you try not to breathe on it though? It's weird. Now, look at the birthmark. No, it's not three commas. Turn your head. It's three sixes. 666. The number of the beast. And now, do you believe me? You're freaked out? You're not the spawn of Satan. I haven't talked to my mom about it. I was about to, but then all of a sudden she talked about a surprise visitor for my birthday. And I'm pretty sure I know who it is. My long-lost father, Satan. It took me a while to find the information. But he's there to do more than give me almost 2 decades of birthday presents. Apparently, to fulfill the prophecy and make the true Antichrist, he needs well, he needs to have sex with me. Take my virginity. I mean, ew, right? It's Satan. And double ew, it's my dad. Even if I've never met him. And I don't really want to unleash the apocalypse. Yeah, the earth sucks, but this won't help. At first, I was gonna run away. He can't fuck me if he can't find me, right? But they try that stuff in the movies, and it never works. So, plan B then. I need to lose my virginity. If I'm not a virgin, then I don't evolve or whatever into the full Antichrist when he has sex with me, right? I'm actually kind of hoping that after losing my cherry, the ancestral satanic sex becomes unnecessary. Which is where you come in. Literally. I need you to have sex with me. To come in me. I need you to cock-a-block the devil. I have to admit, having sex with me would get my father mad at you. You'd be ruining his plans. This could go very poorly for you once he finds out. There's a good chance he would die a horrible, horrible death when he finds out. On the other hand, you'll get to have sex with me. I'll give you a minute to decide. Hey, kissing isn't necessary for this. But I didn't tell you to stop. Not too much time on foreplay. We can't take a chance on him finding out and stopping us. That's where they always go wrong in the movies. So please, put it in me now. Right below the birthmark. Did you feel the earth move? No, I'm not being poetic. I think it was an earthquake. It's either the prophecy being destroyed or Daddy getting mad. Oh, don't stop. Don't stop. Oh, think about all the lives you're saving, the war you're preventing. Think about how good this feels. Don't know if it's entirely needed, but I want you to come in me. There's too much at stake to take any chances on half measures. So, unload in me. For the good of all mankind. God wants you to come in me. Take it out. The birthmark. Can you see it? It's gone. My fate has been avoided. We'll still have to see if Daddy tries to get revenge on us, though. We could still be dead very soon. Let's have more sex while we can. Let's get in it before it's too late.